Harps had a good record against Sligo last year, and they've started that off again this year with, I suppose, a dramatic one in the end.
Yeah, it was dramatic. It was obviously dramatic from their point of view, devastating from our point of view, to and bitterly disappointing, you know, to lose 2-1 to a penalty in the 93rd minute. You know, it's tough to take, especially after we went 1-0 up, and I would have hoped at that point that we would have definitely been able to go on and get something out of the game.
Yeah, because you went into this game on the back of a good result against Bray, and you could see that because you started off pretty well and you carried the greater threat in the first half.
Yeah, I thought the first half we was good, and the pitch is heavy. You know, it's not in magnificent shape, but both teams have to deal with that. So we needed to show a competitiveness, we needed to show a resilience and a desire, and you know, and I felt that we showed some real glimpses of our quality in the first half. Second half, when we go one up, you know, it wasn't pretty. We put the ball into a decent area on a difficult pitch. We forced a mistake. John Russell collects it, plays it to Raf, who goes through 1-1. And there's only going to be one outcome. But the other side of things that we need to be better at is we need to be more defensively resilient from defending those, you know, those long free kicks that are slung in. And we had two or three opportunities to deal with the first one, and I felt we could have cleared it. And then ultimately, you know, to lose in a Northwest derby in the 93rd minute, the penalty is, you know, it's devastating for me, devastating for the players, and I'm sure devastating for the travelling fans who have come up this evening, who have been brilliant.
Yeah, it probably was a penalty. He did appear to bundle over O'Connor right in front of goal.
I haven't seen it, to be fair, so I haven't. I'm not in a position to comment on it yet. I'll check with our video and our analyst when we get in. So, but listen, a penalty is a penalty, and if it is a penalty, then at the end of the day, you can't change it now. The referee's given it, so... you know, we'll have a look at that and you know, make sure that gets put right, because we can't be conceding penalties in the 93rd minute of the game.
Because you said played okay and you defended well. Kyle Callum McFadden is a player you know, that Donegal supporters here would be well aware of as well. One of your new signings, he did well in there. Sean Patton, unfortunate not to make the starting 11 tonight. A couple of big decisions for you.
A couple of big decisions. Kyle's done ever so well, to be fair. He's a player with great pedigree. Obviously, I knew him when he was over at Norwich, and he's just signed for us from Orlando City. So. Good player, I think he'll do really, really well in the league, and he'll continue to blossom. You know, obviously with the events, the sad events that happened in Derry, I just felt that this evening was just a time for Sean just to rest him, because he's had quite a traumatic week, obviously with him being so close to Ryan as well. You know, so that was the reason behind that. His performance in the last three games, I feel, have been good. So it wasn't a performance-related thing. I just felt that he may have needed just a little bit of extra time. Yeah.